Welcome to file number 4 in the Odin Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. In this tutorial, we will be taking a look at the phone app. The phone app is probably one of the most important apps you'll use on your phone, simply for making and receiving phone calls. It's a very easy app to use as well. Let's go ahead and dive right on into it.
9, unlock, home, hangouts, phone.
Okay, when you double tap the phone app, as you see, you just hear phone, and you're presented with a screen that up at the top is a search feature I don't use myself, but it is there. In this screen that you're presented with, think of it as your favorites screen. People who call you most often, people that you call most often, it does show up here. What we're interested in, however, are two of the three buttons that are across the bottom. Right above your back, home, and recent apps button, you have the following buttons going from left to right.
Call history button.
Call history is where you see your call history, your missed calls or all calls.
Dial pad button.
Dial pad, pretty self-explanatory, is where you actually dial phone numbers.
More options button.
More options is where you can set some of the options for the phone. Not very many of them that you'll want to set from there. You could set the ringtone from there. However, I find it's just easier to set the ringtone from the sounds area in your settings app. So let's go ahead and take a look at the dial pad. So I'm going to find the dial pad button and double tap it.
Dial pad button, edit box.
The dial pad button is located right above the home key, the home button on your screen. The way this looks on your screen is, as you heard, we have an edit box. As we dial the digits for the number that we're calling, the digits appear in the edit field. And we can always check the edit field to see if we're getting numbers correct. Just to the right of the edit field is a backspace button. If you make an oopsie, you simply double tap the backspace button and it erases the last digit that you dialed. If, however, you need to erase the entire thing, no problem. Simply double tap and hold the backspace button, and it will clear the entire entry. Below the edit field and backspace buttons, you have a traditional normal dial keypad. To use the dial pad, simply move your finger to the digit that you want and lift it. Looks just like your traditional number pad. I'll show you.
1, 2, 3, 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, *0, pound.
And as you see, the second I lifted my finger on the pound key, it dialed it.
3, backspace button, pound deleted.
Below the pound key,
dial button.
There's your dial button. Once you've entered all the digits that you need to dial, simply double tap the dial button and it'll place your call. Up above the edit field, as you're dialing, sometimes you might hear TalkBack do little tones at you. This is because as you're dialing, it's checking your contact list. And as you're dialing, it'll try to find something, or someone I should say, that matches the number you're currently dialing. If, for example, I were to dial the area code 419 and then start by dialing 673, watch what'll happen.
7, 4, 4, 1, 1, 9, 9, 6, 6, 7, 7, 3, 3.
Now, if I look above the edit field,
I doctor 419,006 Jennifer McKean 41 edit box 419.
So it's actually trying to predict who I want to call. Well, up above there, the number quite hasn't shown up yet. So let's put one more digit.
0, 0.
Now you heard it ding at me, so let's look above the edit field.
Royal Buffet, 419, Kenton Weather, 419-673-0701.
All right, let's say I wanted to call Kenton Weather. If that's what I want to do, I can simply double tap where it says Kenton Weather. The phone is now placing the call.
Audio button.
Good morning. We're your local telephone company. We're here for you through all seasons.
Above your back, home, and recent apps button, when you're in the phone app, you have the following buttons.
Dial bit, switch, not checked. Audio mute button, audio button. Mute button. Hold button. Add call button.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, so you had your dial pad, you had audio, you had mute, you had hold, and add audio call. These are buttons, again, located immediately right above your back, home, and recent apps button. To hang up the call, as you heard, it did finally hang up on me, but that's fine. To hang up the call, you can do it one of two ways. You can find the end button on your screen located above the audio button. Or, because Odin Mobile has set this option for you, you can simply press the power button when in a phone call, and it will drop the call as well. One of the things a lot of people like to do, including myself, is calling someone from their contact list, or, as it's known in Android, people. We can do this one of a couple different ways. If you're in the dial pad of your phone app, simply double tap the back button located to the left of your home button.
Back button. Edit box. Search contacts in nearby places.
Remember not to confuse this with the backspace button. Now that we are in the main screen of the phone app, what I like to call the favorites section, locate your dial pad button right above the home button.
Dial pad button.
And move up.
Double tap to select.
Move up with your finger until you hear it say all contacts.
All contacts.
Simply double tap this.
All contacts.
And as you see, it brings up your all contacts.
1, 15 billion 1, ABC 6, Alicia Kramer, 419, 6, home button. 252, Amanda Rush, 2, Amanda McCurry, 5 billion 6.
You can simply call someone right from here. Another way you can do it is to launch the People app if you're not within the phone app. You can simply find the person you want to call, double tap their name, and then double tap the number you want to call, whether it be home, work, or mobile. Another part of this phone app that I want to show you real quickly is your call history. Let's back out of the all contacts.
Back button. Phone.
And right above your back button is the section we're after.
Call history button.
It is the call history button. Let's double tap it.
History. Showing items 1 to 6 of 7.
In here, you have your call history. Up at the top, there are two tabs, all and missed. I usually leave mine on all unless I want to see what I just missed or whatever the case may be. But in your call history, when you look at something,
Kenton weather, work, 1 hour ago.
Notice it doesn't show the phone number. It just says Kenton weather, and then it says work because that's what I've got it set as. And then it says 1 hour ago. If I want to call this back, let's say it was a missed call, I simply double tap.
Call details.
And in the call details screen, right above where it shows all the incoming and outgoing calls between me and Kenton weather, which in this case would be outgoing because it's a time and temperature number, we look for the item that says call Kenton weather.
Outgoing call. Call Kenton weather.
Simply double tap that and it places the call.
Back history. Back button. Phone. Back button. Home.
I hope this has showed you everything that you need to know to use the phone portion of your phone. In other words, the phone app.
Screen off.
In the next two files, we will be looking at text messaging. In other words, SMS. The reason it's going to take two files is because in the first file, we're going to show you the default app that Android wants you to use called Hangouts. While Hangouts does work, it's not the greatest that I would recommend for an SMS program. There are people who do use it and who do like it. So we will be showing it to you as it is the default one on your phone. However, if, like me, you'd rather something different, we will be showing you a program that I use personally, I recommend, and a lot of other visually impaired people have recommended as well, called Chomp SMS. This is why the next tutorial will be in two parts.